It's time once again for a chat with our ethicist, Randy Cohen. Randy writes the ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine, but if you're curious about the voice behind his provocative prose, you can tune in right here every other Sunday. Welcome back, Randy.
Hi, Joe.
So we've got a serious dilemma for you today. Sean, who didn't want us to use his last name, sent us this question from, quote, somewhere in the Midwest, he writes. I was doing a web search for a student group at my university, and I stumbled upon a friend's blog, her online diary. Though she didn't publish her last name, I knew it was her from places and people she mentioned. She poured her heart out, and I read every single word. Among other secrets, I learned that she had a great romantic affection for me. Should I tell her I snooped through her blog? Should I refrain from reading subsequent entries out of respect for her privacy? Well, geez, I mean, let's think about this here for a second. She's talking about her most secret crushes on the internet, on the web. Isn't that a bad way to keep secrets, Randy? What do you think?
I think that Sean's reading her diary would be no different from his reading the memoirs of, say, Ulysses S. Grant, which, by the way, make no mention of any romantic attachment to Sean. But on the other hand, Grant never met him, so who knows? That in both cases, the authors willingly, as you pointed out, Joe, willingly published their thoughts and in an entirely public way. That once she chose to make her writing public, he's free to read it. She had no expectation of privacy.
But she kept her name out of it. I mean, doesn't that give some sort of sense? I mean, he may be wrong, after all.
He may be wrong, and she may be lying. It often turns out people we imagine, you know, like it turns out Michelle Pfeiffer, in fact, has no interest in me. At least that's what the court order says. So.
Really? Because I've heard her on several occasions mention your name. I saw her not so long ago.
If you read between the lines, I thought she really did, but apparently not. Uh-huh. And, you know, my daughter, who keeps a blog, did point out to me that you're able to control access to your diary, that you can make it available to anyone who discovers your web address. You can limit it to a kind of buddy list. You can actually lock certain entries. So she completely chose to make it public. She, in effect, published it, and he's free to read it and draw whatever self-serving conclusions he chooses.
Ah, self-serving. So you think he could be misguided here?
Well, I always have been in romance, but why judge by me?
Okay, well, we're joined now by Sean himself. Hello, Sean from somewhere in the Midwest. What did you think of Randy's assessment of your situation?
I like that answer, so I can be self-serving, and I have Randy Cohen to back me up.
I'll come by the house.
Yeah. So are you going to pick up the handkerchief here and introduce yourself as someone that she'd like to get to know better?
I'm afraid that affection would be unrequited at the moment.
No, so, I'm really depressed.
This is painful.
Well, in a way, you know, maybe, Joe, maybe that's a sort of wonderful thing about the web, that she can very tentatively and with no real emotional risk express some affection for someone. And if it's not reciprocated, Sean's behaving entirely tactfully and honorably by not putting her in an awkward position.
Well, yes, but I mean, Sean, by going on our air, even though he's only defining himself as someone from the Midwest, can't be secure in his anonymity, so someone might recognize him and tell this woman what he said about her. So,
well, we can't guarantee no risks in any affairs of the heart. There are always risks, but I happen to know that the Midwest is crawling with Sean's and crawling with unrequited love, so that I think that the chances of someone being seriously hurt by this are rather minimal.
Sean, are you going to keep reading?
I'm afraid my curiosity is going to keep me looking it up every once in a while.
Do you keep a blog, Sean?
I sure don't.
Randy?
No, but I know that feeling of suddenly being surprised to find someone's writing about you. Millions of Americans got that when the Freedom of Information Act passed and they got a look at their FBI files. It can be disconcerting, and those were remarkably free of affection.
Yes. Well, thank you, Sean, from somewhere in the Midwest, and for sharing your dilemma.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, Randy, for sorting us through it.
Bye, Joe.
Randy Cohen writes the Ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine, and you can hear him, and maybe even talk to him, every other Sunday here on All Things Considered. You can hear previous segments on our website at npr.org, and you can send your questions to WATSE, WATC@npr.org. Be sure to include the word ethicist in the subject line, and please include a daytime phone number so we can contact you.